This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up is a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.
Big Brothers Big Sisters is the world's largest mentoring network, with a vision to help children reach their potential and to create a better future. So, how does it all work? Joining me in the studio today, we have Jacqueline Campbell, who's the Business Development Manager. Welcome.
Hi, Laura.
And we have a big sister and a little sister, Colina and Millie. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. So I think we'll start with a few questions for you, Jacqueline, just to get an overview, big picture kind of stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about it and how it works?
Yeah, great. So as you mentioned, it's the largest volunteering mentoring network in Christchurch and internationally. So we've been around for about 14 years in Christchurch and over 100 years internationally. So we've been around for a long time. Ooh. Basically, what we do is make meaningful supervised matches between adult volunteers and children aged 6 to 12. So the idea really is to develop positive relationships that have a direct and long-lasting effect on the lives of the children that need a boost. So we know that a positive role model is necessary for every child to thrive. And for a lot of children, that's their parent or grandparent. For some children, they need another adult in their lives as well. So what we do at Big Brothers Big Sisters is recruit, train, and give ongoing support to our volunteers so they can mentor a child who needs a positive adult role model. So a big brother or big sister is someone who offers a stable, caring relationship, so it helps the child become a well-adjusted, happy adult.
So how many volunteer mentors have you got in Christchurch?
In Christchurch, we've got about 140 at the moment, so we've got more being recruited all the time and going through training. And we have a lot of children that need mentors as well.
And is this all around Canterbury or just in Christchurch?
That's just in Christchurch, but we have another branch in North Canterbury and other spots around the country as well.
Why is there a need for mentoring?
Well, really, we're just scraping the surface. So we don't ask for referrals. We have people come to us, either family members or school organisations as well, like church groups and other community groups. We currently have over 100 boys in Christchurch specifically looking for mentors. And as I said, that's just in Christchurch. So that's a lot, and a lot of girls as well, but mainly boys. It makes such a huge difference having a mentor. So a lot of studies show that children with mentors experience an increase in self-confidence, decision-making abilities. They can express their feelings better, academic performance is improved, and just their overall attitude really improves. So it's a huge benefit. And that's really because the mentor is affirming to the child that someone thinks they're important, they're worth their time, they're worth listening to, and someone's interested in them. Mm. So that has a huge impact.
So what's the breakdown of girls and boys and, you know, female, male mentors?
I think it's about 70-30, so 70% big sisters that we have, 30% brothers. But we, yeah, that sort of is the opposite of what we need, really. We have a lot more boys than girls that need help. So we need more mentors, specifically male mentors, but of course we still need more female mentors as well. And we give full training, we give ongoing support, and really we act as a go-between between the mentor and the child's family as well. So go to our website and have a look if you're interested. We definitely want people to join up and support us.
Okay. How do you match people up?
Well, it's quite a long process. We like to spend a lot of time getting to know the mentor so we can match them with a child that they're going to enjoy spending time with for a start and they'll have a lot in common with. So really we ask people to go onto our website, which is bigbrothersbigsisters.org.nz, or if that's too long to type, bbbschch.co.nz. That's for the Christchurch site. And really fill out an application form, come and talk to us, come to one of our info evenings. We have quite a big interview with you as well as a prospective mentor, just to talk about what kind of child would work with you and your lifestyle. And we go from there, really, set you up with, or introduce you to a child and their family and go from there.
So how are you funded?
We get a lot of funding through grants, like the City Council and RATA, for instance, Mainland Foundation, but we do need more funding. So if you are listening and you're thinking, oh, it sounds like a great organisation, I don't know if I can commit to being a mentor, please donate. If that's something you'd like to do, we'd really appreciate it. We do need more funding because, as you can imagine, it does take quite a lot of resources to support these matches.
So talking about the volunteers, and we're going to get to you very shortly, Kalina, are there any restrictions, age restrictions?
We basically say if you're between 18 and 80. So we have a lot of older volunteers that are in their 70s. I'm sure if someone was 90 and they're interested and able, then we'd definitely want to meet with them. Basically, we just need to have someone who's interested in spending time with a child, so at least an hour a week for at least a year. We really work hard to make sure our matches last a long time to get the full benefits of that relationship. So really, we would sit down, talk to you about your suitability if you think that you'd be happy as a mentor and go from there.
Okay, so over to the volunteer now.
Great.
So, Kalina, how long have you been a volunteer mentor?
We're coming up 5 years in March next year.
Have you worked that whole time with Millie?
Yeah, just me and Millie.
Is there anybody else? Do you have more than one little sister?
No, just one. I don't know if that's something that Big Brothers Big Sisters would do.
Yeah, we really want you to concentrate on that one relationship with your child. Yep.
Why did you decide to become a volunteer?
So when I met Millie, I was single and I had no children and I wanted to do something to volunteer. My mum had always volunteered and I wanted to do something too. And I've always had a bit of a thing for kids. I've always enjoyed hanging out with kids and probably should have done some kind of early childhood training or something, got into that role rather than being a lawyer. I went out for lunch one day with a friend of mine and we were just talking about what I could do to sort of fill the void, really, and that's sort of how it started. So it was really about being able to give something and give something that I would enjoy and so then, you know, would commit to it. So I had a meeting with Big Brothers Big Sisters and went through the whole process with them and met Millie and we hit it off and, yeah, so we've been hanging out ever since.
Wow, 5 years is a long time.
Yeah.
So how old are you now, Millie?
I'm 11.
Okay, so you started when you were...
She's seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just a tiny little girl.
What sort of things do you like to do?
Well, I like hanging out with Molly and, you know, hanging out with Elfie.
It's your son, is that right?
Yeah, so sorry, just to clarify, Millie calls me Molly because when we met, Molly was as my nickname from high school, and so when we met, we were Millie and Molly. So she calls me Molly, and Alfie is my two-year-old.
So what kind of things do you guys do together?
Well, we do a lot of stuff around the house. We
used to go out and do a lot of stuff, like we'd go to the library or go for bike rides or... We do baking and that kind of stuff when we just had an hour together. But now we kind of spend most of a day together.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So when we first started, Millie and I lived close by. So we just saw each other for that hour once a week. And now we see each other for more or less a day once a fortnight. So Millie comes out to my place in Lincoln and just hangs out and just part of the family, really.
Have you checked out the new library yet?
We haven't, but that is on our list.
Yeah, it's nice. So, Kalina and Millie, do you have a favorite memory or something that really stands out that you did over the last 5 years that was particularly fun or crazy?
Yes, there was this one time when we went to the beach and I decided to go play in the waves. I fell over and came back drenched. So that was really funny. Mum found it funny too, so yeah.
And did Kalina come after you and get drenched as well?
No. I did run for the waves, but she was sorting herself out and got up, so I didn't have to get in and get wet, which I was pretty pleased about. So that was good. I was a wee bit worried, though, for a wee minute.
What do you like, Millie, about having a big sister?
Well, it's not as embarrassing to confide in my mum, but, like, having a sister means I can go to someone without second-guessing myself whether or not they would, I'd have to go on a full length of it, or they would just brush it off and say, it doesn't matter. And it's like, I've always got someone there to help me.
Somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Mm. And what do you get out of it, Colina?
Well, to start off with, I got all that cool kid stuff. We got to do all those fun kid things together that I otherwise wouldn't have got to do. Mm-hmm. But now, obviously, I'm married and I've got a son, so there's plenty of kid things going on at our house. But yep. So now I just really enjoy hanging out with Millie. We just have a really great relationship, and it's just cool to spend time together and just be involved in her world and, mm-hmm. and feel like I'm maybe making a bit of a change with yeah. her. So, yeah.
And have you got any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I've got a little brother. Annoying, but he's still there.
And how old is he?
He is 9.
And then you have experience with little Alfie mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
That must have been quite cool to see him grow up from a baby till
yes.
now.
Yes, he's grown quite a lot.
So have you guys got any plans coming up of exciting things that you're going to do together?
Well, we just hung out on Saturday at Alfie's birthday party, so that was a yeah. busy day planning and prepping and having the party. But we haven't really talked about what we'll do next time we get together.
It's generally whatever needs to be done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just whatever's happening on the day, but definitely the library is something that we will need yeah. to go and check out for mm. sure.
If people want to learn more about the whole program and the different roles that people could volunteer for, how do they go about it?
Yeah, probably the best thing to do is to go to our website. So I'll just rattle that off again. So it's bigbrothersbigsisters.org.nz, and flick us an email or give us a phone call. We're happy to talk about any questions that someone might have. We have information sessions quite regularly, so the next one's on the 21st of November. So all the details of that are on our website as well, I believe. You can come along to our office, which is in Brookside Terrace in Brindwa, and we just sit down and have a chat for about an hour about exactly what being a mentor involves, mm-hmm. what sort of commitment is needed. We talk about the different kinds of mentoring. So we have community-based mentoring, which Millie and Colina are, which is where they spend time together outside of school hours on the weekend or after school or in the evenings. We also have school-based mentoring, which means if you wanted to maybe give up one lunch hour a week, you can go along to a school and we have a cupboard full of games and fun things to do that you can do with your little brother or little sister and just spend time together chatting, and that's of real benefit to children as well. So mm. we have a couple of options there. Mm-hmm.
And are there any other roles for volunteers apart from mentoring?
That's the main thing with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Yeah, we do need help from time to time with events that we may be running. So if you wanted to put your name down to be a helper, that would be great as well. Just give us a call or an email from our website. But generally, we just really need mentors.
Okay. Mm. And particularly?
Particularly male mentors. Yeah.
Right. Guys, get out there. Help your community.
We try to match people up with a child that lives in the area as well, because we find that helps keep the match going a long time. It's mm-hmm. not as much effort to see each other. So specifically, we need males over the east side of Christchurch. We have a lot of children that need help with a mentor from that side of town as well. But really, specifically males, but anybody who wants to be a mentor, we'd welcome you with open arms. Mm.
And just thinking about the time frame, mm-hmm. I mean, I was surprised that you two have been together for 5 years. It seems like a long time. Are most mentoring relationships quite long-term?
Yeah, that's our goal, really, is to make them long-term. So at the moment, our average length of mentoring is just over 3 years. We say that we start a match between when a child's between the age of 6 and 12. So that's when we officially start the match. But Millie and Colina keep going. Obviously, we'll support that match until Millie's 18. And then we sort of step out of the relationship. We would stop supporting Colina in that sort of role. And obviously by then they've got such an amazing relationship already, they'll just be in each other's lives forever. Mm, yeah. And that's generally what happens. When a match officially closes, when the child's 18, we just back out of it, and it's just a normal relationship for okay. the big brother and big sister.
Also, just wondering, you mentioned supporting the volunteer. Mm-hmm. if they had expenses and things like that,
yep.
they could get some help from the organisation?
Yeah, we have discounted rates for a few activities around Christchurch. Generally, the focus is on just spending time together.
Yep.
So we don't encourage the mentors to spend a lot of money. There's a lot of free things that you can do that are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of children, for instance, love baking, just going to a park, kicking a ball around or walking on the beach, anything like that. So we say basically do what you both enjoy doing, but we don't encourage you to spend a lot of money. It's really about the time.
Does anybody have anything else they want to say about Big Brothers Big Sisters?
Not really. It's just overall amazing.
Yeah, it's been a great experience for me as well.
Yeah, so you'd both highly recommend it.
Highly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very rewarding in so many ways, not just getting that kid stuff, but seeing Millie grow and being involved in something bigger.
Yeah.
Definitely. Cool.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much. And as I mentioned, we just really need mentors. So if you'd like to be a mentor or you're interested in hearing more about it, go to our website. If you want to support us but feel you can't commit to being a mentor, please consider donating. We'd really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks.
Thanks.
You've been listening to a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with what's happening in our Canterbury community.